Then it would be mashma that even if she says no, still the kedushin is good. Like the ratio is if Bishat he gives her the money though, Bishat the sinner Samas he speaks out and says, I'm giving it to you l'shem kedushin, then it's shes mekadeshes. Mashma whether yes or no, she's mekadeshes. Since lo rotsa so means she says no, so how could you say here when she's saying no, she's still married? It doesn't make any sense. Ki yomer lo nami habekedushin amai v'karmer lo, she's saying no. Ella doesn't have to mean like this. Lo rotsa so the yomrin. Elalav doesn't mean rotsa so the yomrin. True, when she agrees, she says yes. But lo rotsa, you know what lo rotsa means? Tiyashtika, nishtaka, stand, she keeps quiet. So then it's very good to Brisa. So we see a difference that if Bishas, the man, is giving her the money, right now he tells her that this money is not for Pekodin, but it's for Kedushin and she takes it, then we say even though she keeps quiet, that's a Kedushin. Because Bishas, she's accepting it, she knows she's accepting it for Kedushin. But if she first accepted it to be a Pekodin, and then later the man says, I want to marry you with it, and she just keeps quiet, it'll be Einam Kedushas. We do not see that she's agreeing. The fact is called the Shtika Li'acha Matmois. Shema Minav, here's the proof that Shtika Li'acha Matmois will like Lomi. Anytime she keeps quiet after she already receives the money, it's not worth anything. Koshuba Befum Nahara Mishmei de Rav Huna Bredra Mishua. They ask the question like this. Mi Dami is one like the other. Hosem Bateris Pekodin Yavinun Alei. Over here, the husband, the man first gives it to her for Pekodin. So Rua, she thinks like this. Isha dinalahu, if I throw it away and mitzvah and it breaks, mechaivonabahu, I'll have to pay him for it. So therefore, she's afraid like to throw it away. So therefore, we say that by not throwing it away, she's enem kadeshes. But hoch over here, beteres kedushin yevinalei. Over here, the man now is telling the wife, even though I first gave you this mat, but now I see it's not what the Shem approves. I'm telling you, the money inside is l'shem kedushin. So now it's up to her. If you're going to tell me now that she does not want to be married to him, lishadino, why doesn't she throw it down? Like over here, for sure, the svar should still be like you were saying before. That since she's keeping quiet, lechura, that's the svar, she's accepting the kedushin. Because here, if she would not want the kedushin, let her throw it back. The man said, listen, the mat I gave you, true, that's no good. But inside this four zuz, I want to marry you with that. So normal, if the isha doesn't accept it, she should throw it back. The fact she's not throwing it back, that alone should be a proof that she wants it l'shem kedushin. Bishleim over here by the pekodim, since first she accepted it for pekodim. And now what happens? He says later, I want to marry you with it. See, she's afraid to stop throw it back at him. Because if she would throw it back at him, listen, up until now she had it for pekodim, she'll be chayiv to pay for the breaks. So therefore we say that not throwing it down is no proof. Mashenkin, here she should have thrown it down. Since she didn't throw it down, that should be a proof that she's accepting the kedushin. That's one question. Porach Rabacha. Rabacha asked the question back. Ato kuli nasha dina gemira. Do all the ladies know the halacha? Like Achinami saw what they think. Isha dinalu mitzvarei mechavim abiyachu yosayu. No, the ladies by kedushin also do not know this halacha, and they're also, that's the terrorists, they're also afraid to throw the money down, because what happened here? The man is saying, take these dalet zuz for kedushin. The lady is afraid, though, that true, maybe she doesn't want to be married to him. So what are we saying, though? If she doesn't want, she should throw it down. But she's also afraid that maybe if I throw it down, it'll break, and maybe he'll make me pay for it. So therefore, she's afraid to throw it down. So what does she do? She stands, keeps quiet. But that's what we're saying, though. The fact she keeps quiet, that does not show to us that she wants kedushin. So we're still afraid maybe she does not want to get married to him. Therefore, shtika li'acha matan mois is enem kedushin. She thinks, Isha didalu mitzvah, if I throw it down and it breaks, mechavinu v'yachu yusayu, I'll be chayat to pay the chayas. So therefore we're saying the svara shtika liachamat mois is ein araya, we do not know if she wants the kedushin or not. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Mora says, Sholcha Ravacha Barav Lekaime de Ravino Kai Gav Namai. What will be the loch in such a case? Such a case means this last case we just had yesterday, last Gemara, was a case where it was a shtika liyachan matin mois. Last case here was where the man was Makadisha with the mat. that was not worth a Sheva Pruta, and then after he gave it to him, we found out that inside it was Dalet Zuzim, there was a Sheva Pruta. So the question is, she first found out about it later. So that's called the Shtika Liyacha Matin Mois, is she Mekadeshes or not? So he asked him, what's going to be the loch in such a case? Shalach Lei said back to him like this, Anan Os Lo Shmi Alon Hod Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua. We did not hear what Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua said. That he asked her for a question, he wanted to say that she should not be Mekadeshes. Again, I mean, Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua, he was the one that asked the question that says maybe she would be Mekadeshes. In other words, he asked the question when it was given over the Torah Tikadoin, then we say she does not take the Shem Kedushin. But maybe over here where it was given the Shem Kedushin, maybe she should be Mekadeshes. That was his question. See, said Taka, in such a case we have to be afraid. There is a Kabbalah Lekedushin, so she is married. So he said like this, you heard it from Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua, so Osan the Shmilechu Choshula. You that heard from him, you have to be choshish. You have to be afraid, maybe she is married. Hey, I did not hear like that, I don't hold like that. But you that hold that for Akasha, you have told to say that maybe she is Mekadeshes, and therefore she accepts from somebody else, the Kedushin won't be a good Kedushin. And the Rashi says, Choshla means the Yatsuchu Gita, and you will have to, she should receive a get in such a case. In other words, that's the case where you first married her and you gave her something that's not worth a Sheva Pruta. And then afterwards you told her you should know, but inside it is something worth a Sheva Pruta. So the question is, a shtika later, is that called like she's Makabal the Kedushin or not? So it's not like this. First the Gemara said, it's not considered. And then he asked the Kasha to say, no, you can't bring a proof from a Pikodin over here, that over here, since she's accepting it, she's still keeping it, it's Lashem Kedushin. So that's the Gemara says, if you hold like that, so therefore she has to receive a get. We have to be afraid maybe she's really Mekabalit Lashem Kedushin. How the Gemara says that he used to say there was a lady that they called Mizavno Vashri. She was selling, on the side it says, Chavilas Meshi, pieces or bundles of silk. That's what she was selling. Also, who Gavra, a man came, Chotof Vashcha Minei, the man stole it, grabbed it away from her. A man came and grabbed away her silk. Omrolei. So she said to him, Hovan Ali, give it back to me, it's mine. Omalo. So the man said to her, Ihivna Lecho, if I give it back to you, Mekadeshesli, will you be married to me? So she kaltia, she took it, Viyishtika, and she kept quiet. So the question is now, what does she mean here? The fact she kept quiet, is she taking this Lashem Kedushin or not? The Yomer Rav Nachman said, you should know, Yechoyla Lameima, she has a right to say back, in Shakli, true I took it from you, but for the D Shakli, what I took back was my own thing. In other words, I did not mean to accept the Lashem Kedushin. So in such a case, he meant to say, she's Einam Kedushis. Even though she took it stam, she didn't speak out, but she has a right to say, I only took back my own silk, and I did not mean to be married to you. That's what Rav Nachman holds. So this the Gemara asks why. Eis vei Rav le Rav Nachman. So Rav asks the question back to Rav Nachman. It says, Alocha kitcha begezel. If a man wants to marry his wife and give her something that he stole. Kitcha begezel, or the chomis. Chomis means you force the person to sell it to you. You grab it, but you give him money for it. That's called chomis. Or the geneva, you made geneva, the person didn't see you. Or shechotav selim yodo. Or else in the case where you grabbed away a seller from her hand. She was holding money, her own money. And the man came and grabbed it away from her. And now he goes and gives it to her, Lashem Kedushin, Vekitcha, here it says Mekadeshes. So here we see that when you give it to her and she accepts it, we say the pshat is like she's being meichel, as if to say like she's being mocked and saying, okay, I let you like keep the seller, so now it belongs to you. And then when the man gives it back to her, he's giving her something, Lashem Kedushin. So we say she is Mekadeshes. So how come Rav Nachman says not like that? Is it the same case? Here where the man went and grabbed away her silk, and he said to her, I'll only give it back to you if you marry me. So why don't we say also what she means by accepting it is, that true, I'm going to be makhner it to you. I'm like, be Mekadeshes, I'll let you keep it, I'll let it be your silk. And now when he gives it back to her, he's giving it to her, Lashem Kedushin. So we should say she is married. How come Rav Nachman said there's no Kedushin? So Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. Rav Nachman answers, Hosam v'dishadich, that there's a difference. If that is shidduch means, if they spoke about getting married beforehand, like she agreed to get married to him, and now he goes ahead and grabs away her money, and then he gives it to her l'shem kedushin, there we say, when the wife, when she accepts it, what she means to say is that she's meichelet, and she says, okay, I'll consider as if I'm matna, I'm letting you keep this money, and therefore now when he gives it to her, l'shem kedushin, it's considered like he's giving something from his own. But the case of Rav Nachman, where this man grabbed away her silk, here we say she's einam kedushin, because they did not have shidduchim before. They did not speak about getting married before. So therefore now when the wife takes it, she has the right to say, in shakli, udidi shakli. That's what I'm accepting, this because I want back my own silk, but I do not want to marry you. So Mar says now, minor taimra, how do we know, how does Rav Nachman know to say this? To Shani Lord, that there should be a difference, between shodduch udalei shodduch, whether they spoke about getting married before, or they did not speak about getting married. The Tanya, because we learn like this, oh my lord, if a man says to the lady, konsi sela zu, take this sela, shani chayiv lechi, that I owe it to you. In other words, she once lent him some money, and now he's telling her, take this sela that I owe you. V'choza v'yomalo, and then the next minute he tells her, hiskacheli boy, listen, I want to get married to you with this sela that I'm giving you. So now it depends. Bishas matin moyes, if Bishas he gives over the money to her right now, he tells her this. So Rotasom Mikodeshis. If she accepts it, it's Kedushin. Loi Rotasom, like we'll soon see what that means. If she says no, we see she doesn't want it. So Ainam Mikodeshis. Then she's not married. But what about Liacha Matin Mois? Let's say first off, the man gave her the money and said, listen, I owe you a seller. Here's the seller that I owe you. And she took it. And later, after she has it, now the man tells her, I want to get married to you with that seller I gave you. Now we say, afilu rotzeso. Even if she accepts it, she's nicha to be married to him, but ain't a mukadeshes. There's no maisa kedushin. The man did not give her kesel kedushin. What the man gave her was the chayv, the money that he owed her, not l'shem kedushin. Now the question is, my rotzeso or my lo rotzeso? What does it mean that she wants or she doesn't want? What does it mean, rotzitzah? Elaim, if you want to tell me, rotzitzah diyomra in. When she agrees, when she wants to be married, means she speaks out and says, yes, I want to be married to you. And loy rotzitzah means diyomra loy, that she speaks out clearly and says, no, I do not want to be married to you. Or so, hoy ishtika, mashma, if she would just be quiet then, have a kedushin. Then you want to tell me she wouldn't even kodeshes. It's only loy rotzisah, where she says clearly no, then it's ainam kodeshes. But it's only stam, you want to tell me then she would be married. So the Gemara asks, v'nisni mukodeshes stam? So why doesn't it say this chiddush then? It should have said that minastam she's mukodeshes, like Rashi says. Lo yitzrach leflugin. You don't have to make a difference then, l'meimah d'chiyomra loy ainam kodeshes. Because everybody knows that. But if you tell me when she accepts it in Astam, she just keeps quiet, it's L'shem Kedushin, so that's all you had to say. That in a case like this, when she accepts it, if Bishas Matin Mois, we say she's Mekodeshes. Because that everybody knows, that if she says no, she's not married. Everybody knows that if she says no, you can't marry her by force. So that if Erotasor, if Shtika is also good, so it should have said that. So it has to be that Shtika alone is also no good. Elo, the pshat is like this. Rotzitzah diyomrin. True. If she says she agrees, she's accepting it now, l'shem kedushin, then she's married. But loy rotzitzah, you know what that means? Diyashtika. That means just as she keeps quiet. And still, so in other words, if she keeps quiet now, it says now, what the katoni diyenim kodeshes. We say here she's not married. So what happened here? The man gave her this money first to pay her up for the money he owed her. But right now, Bishas is giving her the money, just then he changed his money, he told you, Shino, I want to give it to you, L'shem Kedushin. So it says here, she keeps quiet, we say, Ein Mekodeshes. The question is, why? My time, what's the reason, why do we say, Ein Mekodeshes? Because Yechoda L'meimba, she could answer back and say, in Shakli, true, I accepted it from you, but Udidi Shakli, I'm accepting my own money. And as you owe me this seller, I lent you this seller last week, and now you're telling me you're paying me back the seller. So really, it's like my seller.
he said right away, but I want to marry you now with this money. We say, so what? The fact she kept quiet, she didn't say anything, she has a right to tell us that she did not mean it l'shem kedushin, she only meant to accept back her own thing. So, kashahach, the kitchen of a gezel of the chomis, of a gneva, or shechot of selam yod of the kitchen of a kedushin. See, that's the swar over here. It's a steer to this halacha. Here it says that if the man stole something, or even if he grabbed a seller away from her, and then he gives it back to her, l'shem kedushin, we say she is l'kedushin, and min astam. And here we do not say that she has a right to argue back and say, what do you mean I'm married to you? You gave me back this seller that you grabbed from me. You know why I accepted it? I accepted it because it's my own. In shakli, l'di shakli. Here we don't say that. Here we say when the man grabs away her seller and then he gives it back to her and tells her, I want to marry you with this seller, and she accepts it, stam, she just keeps quiet, we say mekudeshes. So it's a stira. Here you see when she accepts it by being quiet. We say she means to accept the l'shem kedushin. So how can you say over here, where the man comes first with the seller and says, listen, I owe you the money, here's the money that I owe you. And then right away, while he's giving it to her, he tells her, but listen, I want to marry you with this money, and she takes it stam, so why do we say in the Mekadeshes? It's the exact same svara where the man stole the money from her, and now he's giving it back to her, and telling her, I'm giving it to you, l'shem kedushin. So it's a stira. If she accepts it min astam, is it l'shem kedushin or not? Say, elulav, isn't it? Shema min of here, it should be a proof that the difference of the two is, hodishodich, hodiloshodich. The difference is, did they first have shidduch, it means did they first talk about getting married? If they spoke about getting married first, and then this man goes and grabs away her money, and gives it back to her l'shem kedushin, and she accepts that she's quiet, then we say she's accepting it l'shem kedushin. But where they did not speak about getting married before, now if a man stam comes and first gives her back the money that he owes her, and then he tells her, I want to marry you with this money, here we say, Einam HaKadeshes. That's the proof from Nachman that there's a chilek between B'dishodach and B'dishodach. Then the Gemara says, Ki nach nafshed Rabasi. When Rabasi was nifta, when he died, Ailu Rabbonin, the Rabbonin came together, L'noktinu l'shmaitetei, to like bring all his learnings together. They want to compile all the learnings that Rabasi taught them. So Omalei Hubu Rabbonin, one of the Rabbonin said, Rab Yaakov Shmei, his name was Rab Yaakov, that Hochi Yom Rabasi, this is halacha that Rabasi said, that Omar Rebbe Mani, that name of Ramani, that Kishem, Shenisha, Nikon, Tepachos, and Shavapruta, the same way you can't marry your wife by giving her less than a Shavapruta, is Kach and Karka Niknis, Tepachos, and Shavapruta. The same way when you want to go buy Karka, you can't buy Karka with less than a Shavapruta of Kesef. In other words, the Kenyan Kesef has to be with at least a Shavapruta. Omar Rebbe said back to him, I bought Tanya, we learned, not like that, we learned, Afopi Shein Isha Nikmas Mishavapruta, true, even though when you marry your wife, you cannot do it by giving her less than a Shavapruta, but still the law is, Karka, when you want to buy Karka property, here it's Nikmas Pepachas Mishavapruta. You could buy Karka even by paying less than a Shavapruta. So, because of Kasha and Rabasi, or Malay, so they answered back, and Yaakov answered back, Kitanya hi b'chalipin. You know when this price says here that you could buy karka with less than a shavapruta, it does not mean with a kinyan of kesef, but it means with a kinyan of chalipin. It means you give the person that's selling you the field your handkerchief, a kli, even though it's worth less than a shavapruta, and he anola, he's being kind of the handkerchief, he's being makna back to you his karka. The tanya, because we learned like this, that koinim the kli, you could buy something with a kli that's kinyan chalipin, even though the kli itself is not worth a shavapruta. For kinyan chalipin, chalipin works even with a kli that's not worth a shavapruta. And that's why we said before, midrabbonin, you're not allowed to marry your wife with a kinyan chalipin. Because since the kinyan chalipin is being done with less than a shavapruta, it's not called kesef, kinyan kesef. Then the verse says, Hoda Yosef, then they sat down again, Ukamer, they said like this, Hoda Yom Rav Yudha Mashmuel. That's what the abuser said over the name of Shmuel. That kol sheni yodei b'tiv gidin kedushin. Any person that does not know clearly the halachis of gidin and kedushin, lo yehei lo yestek yimohin. He should not have to do with it. He should not be the masada kedushin. He should not be a dayan by these halachis. If you don't know the halachas, don't be active in these halachas. To be a dying in these things. And Amr Abbas, Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, V'koshim l'yeylam, yoysim midor hamavlish. No, if a person does this in Yonim, in other words, we're afraid of paskin ruon, he'll be mat like an erva, that's a worse chet than the Dorham Abel did. Shenemar, the apostle says, Moshaya, Allah, they swore, the chichesh, they lied, v'rotzech, they killed, v'gonoth, they stole, v'niyot, they had knee of adultery. Kotzel, they spread out, v'domim nogu, and blood touched blood. So the Gemara says, my mashma, how do we know what the apostle is talking about? The main thing that they did, the chet of Haroyas, k'dem targim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef was Metargim, the unclus over here, that says that Pasuk means, Moldin Bonim Minoshin Chavrehim, that they gave birth from the wives of somebody else. In other words, they had Aznus, that men live with other people's wives. And Chayvin Al Chayvin Masifin is Dom Dom Nogu means that one Chayv, one Avera was bigger than the other one. But still, the Pasuk says, I came to Yovaloritz, therefore, the Lord should be Avelis like, and everybody will feel bad inside it. Even the fish will also be gathered, will be killed. This is what's said by the Chet over here. Now, but the Ramabu, we know, but the Ramabu was not upon the fish. The Pasuk says, that the fish did not die, only was on the dry land. Here by the chet of Aroyis, they also got the punishment. Right, by the mabul. But but the fish in the ocean, they did not die by the mabul. Viluhochem Ashenken over here by the chet of having znus, here, afilu dogim shebayam. Here even the fish of the yam also died. So you see, like if you're going to be paskin, the wrong halach is by Ishus, that you be matur and erv, you be matur and eshes ish with another man, that's a worse chet, and the punishment is worse than the dor hamabul. So the Gemara asks, what's the right from this pasuk? V'yema diyavu l'kulu. Maybe this punishment is only if somebody does all of these things. He swears, he lies, he steals, he kills. Maybe then you get such a big punishment. But maybe just for niyuf, you don't. So the Gemara says, why talk about this? This you can't think. The pasuk says, Kimifnei Allah of Lord, because of a curse, because of a swearing false, then the Lord should be Avelis. So you see, the swearing is by itself. So Mar says true, but V'yema, maybe I'll say Allah Luchud, true. Maybe that chet is terrible. If you swear false, for that alone you get this punishment. But behind us, the other Avelis, Luchudayun,